Well, now Iran's executive election committee has convened for the first time ahead of the presidential vote on June 14th. Interior Minister Mustafa Mohammad Najjar says the executive phase of the election will begin on May the 8th. Mohammad Najjar said 67,000 polling stations are going to begin their work on Wednesday. He added that the candidates are not permitted to use state facilities in their campaigns. The judiciary will deal with any such violation. Mohammad Najjar said, like previous presidential elections, necessary measures have been made for the Iranian nationals abroad to be able to vote.
Like Iranian nationals living inside the country, eligible Iranians in foreign countries can also take part in the presidential election. We have taken necessary measures through our embassies abroad so the Iranian expatriates can easily turn out for the vote and cast their ballots.
Well, days before registration of Iranian presidential hopefuls, Ali Akbar Velayati answers tough questions about Syria, Iran's foreign policy, and more. Another presidential hopeful, MP Arsalan Fatihpour, has also announced his intention to enter the presidential race. Press TV's Arash Khaledpari tells us more.
Ali Akbar Velayati, Iran's presidential hopeful, holds a press conference less than a week before candidates' registration date. Iran's presidential candidates register from May 7th to 11th. Velayati is a prominent politician. He was Iran's foreign minister from 1981 to 1997 and is now a senior advisor to Iran's leader of Islamic Revolution. Velayati belongs to the Coalition of Three, a principalist coalition that's also comprised of Tehran Mayor Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf and lawmaker Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel. Questions about Iran-Syria relations topped the agenda at this event.
They have done their utmost since the very beginning of the Syrian crisis. And fortunately, they couldn't win. And we do believe that the only solution for the Syrian crisis is the Syrian talks.
He also talked about Iran's nuclear energy policy.
We are going to preserve our technical achievement in the nuclear energy. We do believe that this is the right of Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, to have peaceful atomic energy. Of course, we are working in the framework of the NPT.
Chairman of Iranian Parliament Economic Commission is another presidential hopeful who has entered the election race with the slogan, effort, spirituality, and justice. In a press conference where he announced his intention to run for president, he stated,
"People's financial situation is of utmost importance. We must estimate the needs of people and define an average standard of living, and every Iranian should be entitled to that standard."
Iran's presidential race also includes reformist and independent hopefuls. Hassan Rouhani, former secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, is among leading reformists. Rouhani is seen close to Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, head of Iran's Expediency Council and former president. Mohsen Rezai, the current secretary of the Expediency Council, is a leading independent hopeful in the race. Iran's presidential race will take place on the same day as city council elections on June 14th.
Ali Akbar Velayati, Iran's presidential hopeful, says that diplomacy is an art through which the country can have an effective foreign policy and exercise its rights under non-proliferation treaty NPT. Arash Khaledpari, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can do log onto our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. And of course, Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process.